Oh, how we tend to forget. How we tend to forget who Jesus Christ is to you and I. Ever since Easter, we have heard and have seen through Scripture of how Jesus says, "I am the resurrection." Last week, "I am the gate." And this morning, "I am the way." Jesus is reminding those who have followed him to continue to follow him because of his significance in our salvation. "I am the resurrection. I am the only way you can receive eternal life. I am the gate. I am the only way you can enter the kingdom of God. And I am the way. Follow me. Do my works. Allow me to work through you. I am the way." In our first reading this morning from Peter, we see two groups of people. One that are immature in faith. Ones who still need to receive milk in order to spiritually grow. And then those who believe, the chosen race, a priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. Two groups. And I tell you this morning, as a church, as a body of Christ, as brothers and sisters who share in faith, we are both. We are both God's children, a priesthood who has Christ in us to go out and to share Christ with others through our words and through his works, so that people can see and hear Christ by our life, by our being. But we tend to still be Thomas and Peter. Thomas and Philip, excuse me. Where we tend to put our way in place of Jesus. Where we encounter a fork in the road, we choose the best that will benefit us rather than the most sacrificial route, so that the image of us can be shown less and the image of Christ can be shown the most. I am the way. And Philip says, "If we can only see the Father," and Jesus replies, "You have been with me. And when you are with me, you are with the Father, because the Father is in me and I in him." No matter where you are in your spiritual journey, every Sunday morning during the 8:30 early service, we have the chance to come here to this holy place and encounter Jesus Christ by receiving the body and the cup. Take your spiritual food. Take this food and allow it to nourish you, so that you will continue to mature in your faith, so that more and more the way you live, Christ will be shown to you and to all around you. Amen.